Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It's gonna be funky.
I don't know if you remember that almost 3 years ago, April of 2023, I came here to tell you about a program that I was starting. The name of it is DUO. That stands for Do Unto Others. You are the first group I spoke to, and you are the first group that committed to making a donation to the program. So now, almost 3 years later, I feel it's appropriate to give you a little update as to how the DUO program is doing.
This is Linda Sanborn, Santa Rosa County School Board member, but operating in her own capacity, going to Milton. No dramatic music. There's no big fight. It's a good story out of Milton, okay? I know not that frequent, but it's becoming more frequent, okay?
I'm listening.
And so she had come first to Milton City Council and said, hey, I'd like to buy these debit cards, prepaid cards, and give them to the principal so that they can do, like, petty cash needs for students who have things and not have to come for pre-approval. They can submit receipts after the fact, and we can take care of it that way. And Milton was the first to sign on. Others have signed on since, and now she's given them an update on the program 3 years in.
My goal was $38,000 so that I could give to each principal of our schools a debit card, a prepaid debit card, in the amount of $1,000 each, so that when they had a student come in who needed shoes, glasses, a warm coat, whatever, they could use that debit card and go take care of the problem. No reason to fill out a form in triplicate, no reason to get it approved by the school board, which probably isn't going to meet for another month anyway. But rather, a child has an immediate critical need, let's take care of it right now. So that first school year after I started, I distributed $38,000 in money to the principals to use with the students.
Great program. I love the idea of it. And how has it been since then? Again, you know, $1,000 debit card or gift card, whatever you want to call them, to all these different principals and all the different schools in Santa Rosa County. Use it as you need to. Submit the receipts afterwards. We'll take care of that.
After that, I realized I didn't want it to be one and done. And I knew I could not maintain it by myself. So I formed a board of directors. And since that time, we have raised well over $100,000. We've raised that money with donations, grants, and fundraisers. And the DUO program is doing well, helping a lot of people, helping a lot of children, a lot of families. And I wanted to just share with you some of the stories I'm hearing about how the money is used.
All right. Get your tissue. The best space that I had in the show to do this was at 6:35, but I didn't want to do two like tearjerker days, you know, in a row. So I moved around a little bit, but this is going to be like, man, this is really good. Man, I wish this weren't necessary kind of stuff. Okay, yeah. So in just a moment, we'll give you some of those stories. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're trying to get on the NAS front gate, you're experiencing about a 15-minute delay. Good news on that. 98 westbound as you approach Gulf Breeze, experiencing 12-minute delay. And other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks so much, John. You know, if you have a home and you need to replace your roof, or you think you might need to replace your roof, or you're not sure, or you need to repair it and you're not sure whether that's going to be a repair or a replace, and you're trying to balance, well, cost now versus if I got to do a repair now, I'm probably going to have to do a replacement in 2 years or 3 years anyway. How much will it cost me then? It'll be more. Is it better, more cost efficient to do it now? How much will I save in my insurance if I have like a wind rating adjustment, which is something you should definitely do if it applies to you? Anyway, these are all questions to ask the folks from Quality Roofing Solutions. Brian Ward started the company 20 years ago in 2006. Since then, they've made 10,000 roofs in this area, which is amazing. And about 90% of what they do is replacement, about 10% is repair. And they'll help you figure out which one makes the most sense to you and do whatever you want to do. They have a lifetime warranty on the workmanship for their roofs, which is absolutely unheard of. That's crazy. Very invested in the community. You know, Art Gateway, local youth sports, big on local youth sports, financial literacy education, all that kind of stuff. And they deal with you like a person. Okay, they talk to you like they don't assume you know everything. They're not trying to, you know, pull one over on you. They try not to give you that icky feeling that you get when you deal with contractors. I know it's not pleasant, and they're trying to just be not that. Okay, a lot of that's kind of a theme for the people that I like to represent is they treat you like a person, and that's really a goal. But give them a call and find out. Find out what makes them different. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. All right, back to the Do Unto Others program, or DUO, as Linda Sanborn, school board member Linda Sanborn, calls it, although she is doing this as a private individual. Started off with a $38,000 ask, $1,000 for each of the 38 schools in Santa Rosa County. They got that, and then 3 years later, there are $100,000 in total donations to it. But what about the individual stories? How is this making a difference in people's lives?
Just 2 weeks ago, I was talking to the principal of Rhodes Elementary, Casey Reeves, and she told me that a teacher came to her and said that a boy in her third grade class, let's call him Johnny, Johnny couldn't see. And the teacher said, "Is it okay if I use some of my own money to buy him glasses?" And the principal said, "There's no reason to do that. We've got DUO money." So she directed her guidance counselor to contact the mother. The rest of the story was the mother had three children at Rhodes Elementary. They all needed glasses. The mother had scraped the pennies together to take all three of them for an eye exam. They now had a prescription for the glasses. The glasses were waiting until such time as the mother could come up with the money to buy all three pairs of glasses. Can you imagine, as a mother, how you would feel? And then she was told, "Don't worry, DUO will buy those glasses." The next day, Johnny came to third grade with a big old grin on his face that he could finally see. You can tell every time I hear one of these stories, I get very emotional.
It's so easy when you live, you know, normal middle class life to just not think very much about the struggles of people who $100 is a big spend. I mean, a big spend, you know? And the cost of glasses and the cost of the prescription and getting the eye exam, and a mother who had scrimped and saved and managed to get together enough for the prescription for the exam, but didn't have the money to actually, and glasses are not cheap, unfortunately, right? Linda Sanborn, continuing with the stories. I know pollen count's high today. I know you got things that are getting caught in your eye. It's okay. Just, you know, bear with me.
Mr. Koger at Hobbs told me of a girl who started school with shoes that were falling apart. And then they did fall apart. So now she came to school wearing her mother's shoes, but her mother's shoes were about two sizes too small. So he took the DUO card, sent one of his counselors, and bought her a new pair of shoes. That girl who was likely to stay home because, I don't know about y'all, but I don't like walking in shoes that hurt. It's a lot easier to stay home. Now she's in school.
Kids who stay out of school for whatever reason, sometimes it's the littlest things, right, that you can solve.
I heard the other day of a high school student talking to the assistant principal or counselor one, saying that he lived with his mother. And by the way, did you know we have more than 1,000 homeless students in Santa Rosa County? Ugh. He lived with his mother, shared a room with his mother. The mother sleeps on the bed. The young man sleeps on a single mattress on the floor. And he said to this guidance counselor, "I don't have sheets. I don't have a blanket. I don't have a pillow. And is there any way you could help me get a toothbrush?" I guess you know what happened.
Again, it's so easy to not think about what's going on behind people's walls, you know? What kids are going through, what adults are going through, but especially, I mean, you know, whatever you might think about parents, okay? It's never the kids' fault, you know? And that's why I love this program, because it's all the right things. It's private money. Some government money, that's true. Some government money, some private money. But then it is put in the hands of the people who are the closest to the kids, the teachers or the principal, and they can evaluate the situation and make a good judgment about what is essentially petty cash amounts of money. And not having to require them to come ahead of time and say, this is what we're going to do, but to just say, you know, hey, this is what I spent it on afterwards. And, you know, assuming that they spend it wisely, and I'm presuming that based on the stories and the facts that she's relating, that, you know, they then give them another card maybe, or they recharge a card or whatever that they do, so that they can keep taking care of it. It's such a beautifully small program. But for every one of these, it's making a difference. And, you know, it's kind of like the starfish story, you know. Guy's walking along the shore, and he sees this old man bending down, picking up a starfish and throwing it back out into the water, and, you know, picks up another one, throws it out, and the guy's like, what are you doing? There's like 10,000 starfish on this beach. How do you make a difference? And he bends over, and he picks one up, and he throws it out in the water, and he says, yep, but I made a difference for that one. And that's what this program is. And the results, little teeny pieces of improvement in the overall picture of education in Santa Rosa in this case, but it could certainly be done in Escambia County too if somebody's willing to step up and run it.
And because of the DUO program, kids are able to stay in school. We do not have kids dropping out because they don't have glasses, they can't see, they can't learn, they don't have warm clothes, because DUO, Do Unto Others, is helping them. And I want to thank you for getting it started. Thank you very much.
So again, this is at the Milton City Council meeting. You know, principals don't need permission. They just submit receipts afterwards. She's now turned it into a 501c3. And she, even though Linda is a school board member, she's not doing this as a school board member. She just, it happens to, you know, coincide pretty well with what she does. And then Gavin Hawthorne, and this is one of those, John, how you doing over there? You doing
not
all right?
Good. Not good, man. Pollen's
but,
high today.
Yeah, the pollen's really bad today. But the good news is they're doing something about it. I mean, I know it's horrendous to think about what people suffer, but there's also an opportunity for other people to step in and be the hands and feet of Jesus and do good stuff, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The name of the program, DUO.
As Mrs. Sanborn, Gulf Breeze High School had a student arrive to school today after spending the weekend in emergency foster placement with her 10-year-old brother. She had nothing besides the clothes that she was wearing, and had been told it was unlikely she would be able to go home anytime soon. Because of DUO funds, we were able to purchase her 2 emergency outfits along with some toiletries and personal care items. The difference these funds made for this student can't be measured, and I am so incredibly grateful to DUO for giving away to help her. Thank you so much.
I just love it. I wanted to celebrate it. For a second, I wanted to talk about, you know, there's big things going on in the world. There's big changes going on in politics. There's lots of stuff to talk about. There's also individuals and organizations who are doing amazing work, one person at a time, making life better, in this case, for Santa Rosa County students. Congratulations. Well done, Linda Sanborn. Well done, Milton City Council, for supporting the program, everybody else who has supported the program, and all the principals and the teachers, and, you know, the ability to meet the needs of these kids, you know, like I said, one kid at a time. 825 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens, you okay to do traffic there, son?
Yeah.
All right, good. Tell them about the roads.
All right, we've got one accident on the books right now at North Blue Angel and Lillian Highway. That's the only accident that we have right now. Let's see here. Not seeing any other delay unless you're on 98 westbound coming into Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a 7-minute delay through the construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Celebrate Easter at Great Southern, Angelina's Supper Club, Limone di Primavera, A Celebration of Spring, and so much more. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
I feel I should be rewarded for going this long without swearing on live TV.
Oh, by the way, I did not say this before, and I apologize. It took somebody texting me to ask the question. Great question. How do you donate to the Duo program, Doing to Others? It's as easy as possible. It's duosantarosa.com. So duosantarosa.com. And get all the information that you want there. Linda Sanborn, of course, putting all this together. And I know, John, you're kind of losing it. We're going into the break there because, and I don't want to make you talk about it, because, but, you know, actually knows one of the kids who receives some of the Duo funds. And, yeah. You know, anyway, just so these are real people in our community.
They're real.
Yeah. So I just love it. It's great. I mean, it's terrible, but it's great. You know, as so many things are in this world, the thing itself is terrible, but the response to it is what shows, you know, our love and godliness and helping people out. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
What a wonderful program. Thank you for taking some time to spotlight that.
Absolutely.
Andrew. That was fantastic. Well, the first primaries in this year's midterm elections in the books in Texas, North Carolina, and Arkansas. In Texas, Democrat Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett and Texas State Representative James Tallarico faced off in a heated race to become the nominee for the Senate. NBC is projecting that Tallarico has won that matchup. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem will be on Capitol Hill again today, this time to appear before the House Judiciary Committee. This comes as the DHS remains unfunded and Democrats are demanding changes to ICE's immigration enforcement operations. The World Baseball Classic gets underway tonight. First pitch between Chinese Taipei and Australia is set for 10 p.m. Eastern from Tokyo.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I didn't do a lot of prep on this morning, but I just did go grab a couple real quick so we can listen to maybe some of Jasmine Crockett's greatest hits in history.
Y'all know we got Governor Hot Wheels down there. Come on now.
Talking about Greg Abbott.
And the only thing hot about him is that he is a hot-ass mess, honey. So yes.
Whatever will we do without her?
Y'all know we got Governor Hot Wheels down there. Come on now.
That's the type of representation sure, you gotta love, right?
Sure is something. How will we ever go on without her? David, thanks so much for the update. 8:30 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The tariff refunds that President Trump is supposed to pay, the $175 billion in tariff refunds. The carrying cost for the interest on that is about $700,000 to $800,000 a month. So $8 billion a year, and they seem to be dragging their feet despite having promised that they would repay quickly. That's not been the practice yet. So, hey, I mean, if you owe somebody $175 billion, I mean, definitely keep not paying it because the interest is, you know, it's only $8 billion a year.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Operation Epic Fury, Day 5 update.
Iranian leaders looking up and seeing only U.S. and Israeli air power every minute of every day until we decide it's over.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says Iran's air force is no more. Their navy is sunk, but now Hezbollah reported helping Iran with missile strikes, and Iran struck a NATO member for the first time, Turkey.
Turkey's Ministry of Defense says that an Iranian ballistic missile was launched toward their country, and it was shot down by NATO air defense systems.
Fox Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. Thousands of Americans trying to get home from Gulf states with flights canceled. The Texas Democrat primary, Jasmine Crockett, conceded to moderate James Tallarico. Will face either GOP Senator John Cornyn or Attorney General Ken Paxton in a May runoff. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 65 degrees and sunshine this morning. We'll get to our full forecast. Brooke Richardson's got that with Channel 3 in just a few minutes. Looks like Milton is on track to replace every remaining cast iron gas pipe in the city. Federal regulators have approved an expansion of the city's natural gas line replacement project after cost savings from the first phase freed up additional funding. Assistant City Manager Sandra Woodbury says it's rare for a project to come in under budget. The upgraded system is expected to improve safety and also reduce a backlog of customers waiting for new gas connections. Well, a Pensacola area Iraq war veteran says the strikes on Iran are starting to bring closure to veterans who've lost friends serving overseas.
A lot of our Iraq and Afghanistan veterans can now start the healing process. It was extremely devastating for so many to have fought in the Iraq and Afghanistan war, knowing that Iran was the main backer behind all of that.
That's Daniel Gilliatt. He talked to Channel 3. Gilliatt was medically discharged. He was hit by a roadside bomb that nearly killed him during his second tour in Iraq. Congress is moving towards a war powers vote that, if passed, would require lawmakers to approve further military action. The Waterfront Mission says they've served more than 4,000 people over the last year and provided 85,000 nights of shelter. Vice President Mark Isbell says they've launched a new token program aiming to connect even more people with their services.
And if we can get somebody to actually come to the mission, we have the opportunity to then enroll them in one of our programs that we can offer those life-changing services. And so rather than just handing someone $10 and hoping that it goes towards a meal or a night to shelter, providing them a token provides them so much more, and it provides them that opportunity to really have their life changed.
The mission currently shelters 250 to 270 guests per night between Pensacola and Mobile. The tokens can be purchased online at waterfrontmission.org for $10, and they provide one night of shelter, food, and services. You can hand those out to somebody who's experiencing homelessness. Ascension Sacred Heart Pensacola has launched a free mammogram program for uninsured women in Northwest Florida. This program is open to Florida residents 40 and older who are uninsured and seeking a preventative screening. Escambia and Santa Rosa counties both have breast cancer rates above the state average. Women who qualify can call the Ann Barrico Center for Breast Health at 850-746-0697 to schedule an appointment. The program is funded through donations to the Sacred Heart Foundation. Well, Bay Minette hotel guests will soon be paying just a little bit more. Their city council voted this week to raise their lodging tax from 7% to 9%. It's the first adjustment to that tax since 2018. It applies to hotels, motels, inns, and short-term rentals within the city. The new rate takes effect this May. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened at North Blue Angel Parkway and Lillian Highway. Not seeing much delays on that, but it will slow you down just a little bit. But other than that, I-10, I-110, everything is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a nice day today with partly cloudy skies, high near 74 degrees. Temperatures tonight dropping near 61 degrees. For Thursday, mostly cloudy skies, high near 73. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Heading into Friday, 20% chance of rain, high near 75. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 65 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 65 with sunshine right now. Our next news in 30 minutes. And breaking news anytime. Your money now. This morning, markets are opening just mixed a little bit. The Dow is down just barely about 12 and a half points at 48,488.80. The S&P is up by about 0.2%, just over 13 points at 6,830.30. The NASDAQ is up about 0.5% right now, 22,641. That 10-year bond rate is up at 4.08% this morning. Our gold prices are up 52.10 at $5,175.80. Silver up 52 cents at $83.99. Oil prices this morning, they're down just over 0.5%, $74.07 a barrel. And Bitcoin is up over $3,500 today, currently sitting at $71,980. Taking a look at our financial headlines. Close to 24 states are giving GoFundMe 2 weeks to prove the fundraising site is not plagiarizing donation webpages or taking tips from donors.
A total of 22 attorneys general have joined charitable regulators in sending a letter to the fundraising site demanding it show all unauthorized donation webpages and disclose all info like who donations were made to. They also want GoFundMe to explain how their donation webpages show up in internet search results, also to review whether tips and other changes should be redirected to the charities. I'm Monica Nelson.
Thank you very much, Monica. Big tech companies are prepared to promise that they'll provide their own electricity for artificial intelligence data centers. Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, XAI, Oracle, and OpenAI will be meeting with President Trump at the White House today to sign the pledge, an effort to ease concerns over the effect of massive power consumption on the electricity bills of regular customers. The employment scene in the spotlight this week, the ADP employment report, will be released sometime today. It's expected to show about 48,000 jobs created in February. And opening statements took place in New York City Tuesday in the long-awaited Live Nation Ticketmaster trial. It's a landmark antitrust trial with the Justice Department in 39 states claiming the world's largest ticket provider has jacked up prices for concerts, sports, and theater events. At issue is Ticketmaster's 2010 merger with Live Nation, the largest owner of arenas and the biggest concert promoter in the world. The DOJ claims that the merger created an illegal monopoly. 8:38, your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You know what keeps most people up at night?
It's not politics.
It's money. Dave Ramsey helps you take control of it, one decision at a time. Real callers, real situations, and straight talk about getting out of debt, building wealth, and finally telling your money where to go.
Where to go.
Instead of wondering where it went.
Where it went.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh. Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, today we have a special. First of all, we have an extra special participant. She was sitting in on Cat Country this morning, and so I stole her for 15 minutes. Tell them who you are.
Hi, my name's Candy. I used to work here, and sometimes I still do. And she is, I hang out. These are my best friends.
The best laugh in Florida.
the worst laugh in Florida. Best. It sounds like somebody's sexually assaulting a goose.
No, we know it's the best because anywhere in Florida that she laughs, everybody in Florida can hear it.
That's true.
That is
it's
true.
It's like SpaceX.
That's right. Yeah, you like the SpaceX smoke. Okay,
and
I'm sorry. Question of the day. Following up from yesterday, we had a conversation about Dr. Seuss books, what's your favorite? And in that conversation, I mentioned that one of the things that I had done when I was dating my then-girlfriend and now, of course, wife of 28 years is I read to her Dr. Seuss books, including Fox and Socks, you know, and...
Was she that much younger when you guys started?
Oh.
Nice.
Thanks.
She is 5 years younger.
To be fair, so have you met Danny, who I love? Yeah.
Wow.
This is the angle that Candy brings to the show.
Wow, so, that was good.
So my question is, okay. and John seemed dumbfounded by that anybody would ever read a book, let alone a Dr. Seuss book, to a girl as a date, but that's what I did, among other things. So the among other things is... What are some good creative cheap date things that people, because you're always trying to figure out a better way to date. I'm assuming that you're not just out there, you know, swiping a tap that, because if that's the case, you're probably not reading them Dr. Seuss books for fun.
Shut up and let it happen, man. This is the age of technology and there's so much at your fingertips.
If you're actually interested in producing a marriage, having a decent relationship, getting to know somebody in a meaningful way, what are some fun cheap, that's the key here, because I'm not trying to spend everybody's money. You can always find things to do with money. I'm trying to find things that don't take money. 437-1620. Give me your cheap date ideas that are still fun, interesting, different, whatever. John, whose first answer, by the way, was dinner and a movie.
Well, that was yesterday.
What do you got now? What do you got for me now?
The beach.
All right.
Oh.
Great date.
Yeah.
Just go for a walk on the beach.
Right. And talk. And
it costs you a buck.
Well... If you don't have a sun pass, then it's min fees, too. Right,
just a wonderful.
Unless you drive through Navarre.
Go walk on the beach.
What a
That date probably costs you a meal also at some point, but it doesn't have to be an expensive one. You know, you can... what are you eyebrowing me for?
Nothing.
That stink eye John showing up again? What are you doing to me over here?
That's a great nickname.
Oh, you haven't heard that? This is Michelle Salzman's nickname for John.
Come on, stink eye John.
She laughed. See? She laughed. And that's not even a loud one. That's just you can't hear Michelle over Candy.
Representative Salzman has a nickname for John Pickens.
Come on, Stink Eye John.
I'm going to go get a tattoo.
That's the most perfect
Stink
nickname.
Eye John.
All right, so Candy, you got a cheap, good, interesting date idea?
Not after that. No, I've been doing, there's a thing called Too Good To Go. This is an app you can get on your phone,
okay,
right?
Like the number two?
No, like as in addition
T-O.
To,
okay,
right?
Got it.
Too Good To Go. And they have all these things that are like bakeries that at the end of the day they which is why we have all those bagels.
It's the freaking stuff. It's the ability to go find the free things that are being given away. I've read some stuff. Like there are restaurants that do this, I think in New York, where you can
plenty of restaurants. None of them are in Pensacola.
The rando mystery end of the day meal that they
That's what this is. All the Circle K's do it. There's a place called Dirty Dough. Like, I never understood why you would pay more than like a dollar for a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
I get it now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's one out there. Yeah. And then there's Bagel Heads. So you can get, for like six bucks, you get like 12 bagels and a whole bunch of muffins.
So we have it here.
It's very inexpensive.
I love it. Yeah. And I mean, if it's restaurants, it's like, you know, for a $25 meal, you pay $5.
Sure.
You know, you can't custom order what you want, but you get what they give you.
Yeah, right, and it's plenty, as you can see. Right. Did you walk by that?
Okay, so
I mean, there's
a ton of
bagels.
Too good to go.
That's one area.
Is that what you're feeding us this morning with?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
See,
okay.
And I bought butter for John Pick for
Recycled
Stink Eye.
Recycled food for the radio people.
I got butter
I
for
it.
Stink Eye. Doesn't that sound like, say Ferris,
so
butter for Stink Eye.
437-1620 question of the day is, tell me about your cheap date. We're particularly looking for things that are interesting and fun and do not cost any or very little money. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Florida West. It's Florida West Economic Development Alliance. They work to create highway jobs, private capital investment that grows Gambia County's tax base. Let's see here. We're still dealing with the accident that happened on North Blue Angel and Lillian Highway. I'm not seeing any road stoppage there, blockage, so you're good on that. I-10, I-110, everything else is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, fantastic realtors. And obviously, they sold a lot of homes, 209 last year, 175 3 years ago, 165 2 years ago, and then up 30% in a down market last year, which is amazing. A lot of times they're selling homes that other realtors cannot sell. In fact, one she was telling me about where basically the listing agent said it's a $499 home. You cannot get more than $499 for it. She said, okay. And then she took over the listing and she got $625 for it, 10 days cash. Like, it's not always going to work that way. But a lot of times it's knowledge about what the market really wants, what it will pay. Sometimes you priced it too cheap to get the right attention. I mean, that's also true. Now, it may not be true in your case. I'm just saying that has happened. But if you're buying a new home, same thing. You know, you might not think, well, like, why do I need a realtor for buying a new home? Well, because the builders are motivated right now. And so go to the builder and you might ask for a discount. Will you get it? Don't know. Will she get it? She will. Will they pay down your points? Will they pay closing costs? Will they upgrade some of your things that you're ordering in the home? That's the point. She knows what they can do. And then on the back end, when you take delivery, she'll walk through the house with you, make sure everything is right. And when it's wrong, blue tape, fix that. She knows how to do it. And she doesn't mind being rude, asking for what you deserve to have because it's what you're paying for, literally. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. All right, back to the texts and to the discussion about cheap or free good dates. We have Candy here in the studio with me as, you know, she's available today, which I love. It's always good to have you on the show. Your text for, I'm not giving my answer yet, by
Stink
the way.
Eye.
With Stink Eye John. Stink Eye John. Yeah. I'm not giving my answer yet because I gave one answer already, which is the read the Dr. Seuss books, but I have more. I want to see what you guys come up with because I have a way of thinking about this problem, which I think will help you. 437-1620, somebody says, skinny dipping, it's free. You don't even have to dress up.
Oh, that's
John
true.
Hutchinson. Oh, that's John Hutchinson.
Oh, John.
John Hutchinson.
Oh, I love it.
John, let me know. Let me know.
Just when and where, baby. Yeah. All right, board games. Because my potential girl loves to listen to me monologue about the rules for 30 to 45 minutes.
Is that Talisha?
No, that wasn't it.
No, that's Josh
that
Newby,
Josh.
Our dear friend
Just
Josh
kidding.
Newby. Somebody says, go to the roof in the evening on a great weather day and watch the sunset or the stars. Oh, sitting on your roof, just looking up at the stars and talking about whatever you talk about. That's great. And by the way, that's not just a romantic thing. You can do that with your kids too.
Sure.
You know, I've done that with my son, and it's just like you learn all kinds of stuff when you're just looking up at the stars and talking. Somebody says in San Diego, there was a huge miniature golf place. Hubby and my first date was there, married 39 years. The grid. Oh yeah, the grid on Pace in Pensacola. $40 gets you 5 or 6 hours of fun with drinks and, you know, old video games. That's more than I had in mind for this, but you're right. That's a great date. Somebody says long walk on the beach, just like you said, John. It's a good one. Goofy golf, Krispy Kreme, not very expensive. A picnic while watching the sunset from Fort Pickens, or somewhere that doesn't charge you $20 to get in. I mean, you know, for unless you
it is not. Is it really?
Oh yeah, for a 7-day pass, you get into Fort Pickens $20.
Oh,
that's why we're talking about the day pass for Johnson Beach or whatever to get something cheaper. But yeah, no, that's right. That's a great location. Let's see. What does this say? The walking the first settlement trail, the big bright red line downtown. That's a good one. Salsa night at a local venue. Somebody said we did walking trails. Yes, walking trails. You know, my wife and I go biking all the time, biking.
Yeah.
You know, leisurely. Don't conquer something. Just go and bike and talk. You know, it's fine. Walking Veterans Memorial Park, walking on the pier, fishing on the pier, playing card games or board games. Somebody said it's all one text. 437-1620. All right, I'm going to give you a way to think about this problem. You ready? The way to think about this problem is, how do you structure or how do you choose activities for a date that will turn out to be fun that don't cost very much money? Pretty much anything you would do with your child, you can do as a date. So, for instance, reading Dr. Seuss books, coloring books are a fun date. Flying a kite is a good date.
Dude, I'm amazed that you're still married to Danny. I mean, yeah. All of the disrespect when I say this.
Now, think about this. Playing board games, kids games,
was that young.
Are fun. What'd you say, John?
I guess she was that young.
Have you ever played Twubble?
Play Aggravation is a good game. Sorry. Don't play Monopoly. I'm not talking complicated, difficult games. Just simple board games.
Here's
Tinker
a better
toys,
idea. You know, all
Legos.
These hotels, like the hotels right around here, for example, they have pools and hot tubs, and you really just have to walk in like you're
pretend
staying
you belong there.
Yes.
We're not Miami. They're not going to kick you out.
That's right. And then you can swim and hot tub and get to know each other.
And if you're with John Hutchinson, you can...
We Whoa. Can skinny dip, John.
Yeah, boy.
You can go in a different deep. Direction.
We can talk about all the stuff that you've done in town, from Gulf Power to the...
No. All right, so can I give you my can't help being a philosopher theory about all this? You can make paper airplanes, you can make snowflakes, you can do cooking, you can all, you know, Legos.
Oh, cooking, yeah.
Okay, here, let me give you my theory. What are you trying to find when you're dating? Assuming that you're not just trying to, you know, find some, okay? You're trying to find a spouse.
I was going to say, to see if they...
And what do you want with a spouse? Is somebody who's going to be a good parent
spender.
To your kids.
Oh, yes.
So you're finding out if they're going to be good with kids because you're doing kiddish things. And you're finding out how they handle frustration. You're finding out if they're entertaining and funny. And you're learning as you're enjoying. And so you're disqualifying, which is... The point of dating is to disqualify, by the way. So if somebody doesn't want to do puzzles,
I don't like my logic professor friend here.
Doesn't want to do paper airplanes and doesn't think it's worth their time to play board games and coloring books, you may learn something about them.
That they're totally normal, like normal people and normal dates.
Right.
Then again, you might learn that they're just not the kind of person that I would date.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbary Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. VapoCool.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me.
And we go a little something like this. Hit it. I dig it. Come on.
I know in the post-Me Too era, it's not maybe always the best song. That's a little bit too much of a Cosby theme song here. But anyway, whatever. Still good music. I made Meg dance, which is well worth the price of admission. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom. John Pickens is here with our Traffic on the Five. Yeah, sorry, John.
Don't push me out
yet. I just
yet.
Got to going and not thinking, and the mouth took over.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to leave that one alone. Let's see here. There is no accidents to let you know about right now. But if you're trying to get on the front gate of NAS Pensacola, expect about a 20-minute delay as they have that new system in place. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
I think we should call it a circumstance, not a system. I don't think we've quite gotten to system just yet. processing all the visitors at the main gate and, you know, the chaos that that's causing to everybody trying to get on the base. You know, they'll work it out.
Yeah.
I have confidence.
They will.
I have. All right. So if you have a business, you have to deal with employees, get to deal with employees. You have to handle health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR management, payroll, all of that thrilling stuff, the stuff that nobody gets up in the morning hoping to deal with, except the folks at Torgerson Consulting. They actually like the stuff that you hate to think about. And they're good at it. We've been using them for about 5 years here at News Radio in Cat Country, and they are great. They bring us, every year, they bring us the best plans that are available. They are not miracle workers. They cannot make the market be what it is not, but they can find us the best of what the market does provide. And I appreciate that. I know that we're getting the best. There's no need to go keep looking for better things. And they are great at customer service. And when we have questions about this or that or how it's going to work or who's in network, all that, just they're available. They always give us good answers. Even my industrial engineer of a wife who always asks detailed questions, even after we've played a good board game or read a Dr. Seuss book. She says, thumbs up to them. They are fantastic. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Oh, we had gotten, what was the other, we had gotten another text in here about the, and I wouldn't normally do this, but I think it's a really practical one in terms of, you know, this, how do you get cheap dates? People watching at Walmart is a good one. Picnic. I lost the one that I was going to tell you, so I apologize. This is a terrible radio. First time ever, I'm sure.
I know. This has been notated in my records.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Talk to HR.
D.C. Reeves yesterday in his press conference, a lot of very good information. And David has been doing a really good job this morning of summarizing it. One of the things that he was talking about yesterday was that we have you might see a little bit more security this weekend.
Our unified command is standing up for this weekend, of course, for got lots going on, which is what makes the city great. But that means we got to make sure everybody's safe as well. We had a preliminary meeting today to manage the public safety around the McGuire's run. And of course, you also have the Sun Belt Conference basketball tournament. And what people may not notice, because this is new, is we also have the arrival of the American Cruise Line ship at the port. So we thought about making them a brochure to explain why there's a lot of people wearing green walking around downtown. And this isn't something we do all the time. This is the first of their 5 stops that they'll make in Pensacola.
Which is wonderful. I didn't realize that was starting this weekend, but that little it's a small ship, right? It's not a big, like, Matt Malstrup, the harbor pilot's not even bringing it in. Doesn't qualify for the size that he needs to handle it. So, because I checked with him, are you going to ride in the shipping? He's like, no. But he is riding in the cement ship this morning that they're bringing in. We'll talk to him about that tomorrow. In sort of conjunction with that, Eric Winstrom's first day on the job, I think, was yesterday, and we're going to actually have the first interview with him tomorrow at 7:35, our normal PPD time. He's on the job, and we'll be talking to him. So, oddly, I managed to have the first interview after he was confirmed, and then now we're going to have the first interview on the radio or TV, so that should be fun tomorrow. We'll find out from him what's going on, how he likes fitting in. Last we heard, he did not even have a uniform yet. You know, it's that first day, right? You got to fill out your forms, and then you got to go talk to HR, and then they got to give you all your stuff, and maybe you have to wait a little while to get your standard issue, whatever it is, you know. So, you know, how is he adjusting, and when is his family going to be here? And obviously, you know, what kind of policing things we can expect changes. And he's already said no big changes in the immediate future, but it should be good to talk to him. Again, that'll be at 7:40 tomorrow morning. Meg is up next with Pep Talk. Ask her how she dances to Tone Loc.
Local Talk in the morning.